Forward by Dr. Shefali Sabari. I believe there are two new realities a mother faces upon foraying into parenthood. One of them is the actual physical reality of giving birth and having her body and life interminably alter themselves beyond recognition. The other is the psychological reality of now being responsible for another being. The pressure she faces from within is fierce. However, it pales in comparison to the pressure she faces from without. The force of culture bears down upon her with constant reminders from others of how she should be. Our society has a plethora of expectations for the new mother, demanding that she juggle a million tasks and outperform herself to exhaustion. In fact, most women can relate to this ubiquitous dilemma. How can I give of myself while still attending to my genuine self-care? The solution, too often, is ignoring our own care in favor of others. In my own adulthood and later motherhood, I remember feeling eternally distraught about the fact that I wasn't out saving the world or at least working at some high-powered corporate job. I had a constant gnawing sense that I needed to be doing more than I currently was. No matter what I was doing, I surely could be doing more and doing better. Motherhood's drastic transformations left me breathless and extremely anxious. If I wasn't being cajoled to have another child, I was being pressured to enroll my child in all sorts of activities, while also being reminded of the constant onus to look better or give more to my family. I remember saying to myself, "Am I only a stay-at-home mom? That's it?" I felt plagued by the idea that I was sacrificing my life in some way. At the same time, I felt that my early years home with my baby were priceless. I intuitively knew that I needed to give of myself in this way, not only for her sake, but also for the purpose of my own internal spiritual growth. The current parenting paradigm in our culture is that we women are expected to be all things for all people, placing ourselves last on the list. As a result, too many of us are fraught with a low sense of self-worth, as being a superwoman is simply unachievable. We feel like constant failures, constantly lesser than. It is only when we women realize how culture places an inordinate burden of perfection and achievement on us that we will begin to break free from our psychological shackles. In my own experience, it was only when I began to undergo a tremendous personal process of healing and recovery that I was able to unshackle myself, one clasp at a time. And this is the gift Kate Northrup offers in this magnificent book, an opportunity for us women to uncage ourselves and free our authentic natures into the wild where they belong. Kate's poetic and strategic invitation reminds us of our true manifestation as daughters of Mother Earth, nestled within the rhythms and cycles of the seasons. She reminds us of the power of releasing the burdens of